Tunisia's junior minister for transportation announced that he and two other ministers with ties to a top labour union have resigned from the newly formed government. This latest development came after riot police fired tear gas at angry protesters in the capital today. The protests were in response to the Prime Minister's decision to include members of the deeply unpopular old regime in a government shake-up aimed at quelling the country's simmering unrest. The weeks of violence have killed 78 people. Archbishop Maroun Ilyas Naime Laham of Tunis spoke with Kelsey Brennan Wessels about the reaction to the new government.
Now, the reaction are divided. There are people who say that we just need that now because there is no alternative, waiting for the elections in 6 months. And others are absolutely opposed to the participation of the old regime people to this government. And right now there is a manifestation in the streets of those who refuse to recognize this government because of the presence of some symbols of the old regime in it. So we're waiting to see if this government may work or not.
Now, is life getting back to normal in the capital despite today's manifestation?
Yes, 80% of the life has turned back to the normal, but still everything is not 100% okay.
There have been days of protests against poverty and unemployment in Tunisia. Can you tell me about how the Catholic Church might be involved in helping the poor in the country?
Okay, the Church has always helped the poor. Now, many of our priests and religious are involved in social, educational activities. Now, the role of the Church is to keep at the service of these people. Now, for the moment, all what we desire is that the people of Tunisia may receive its dignity and freedom so that we may serve him in a better way. So the Church is involved in everything which is good for the Tunisian people.